The Yankees are asking the city to authorize another $370 million in tax-exempt bonds so the team can complete its stadium in time for opening day. A hearing yesterday on the subject got heated as officials from the Yankees and the Bloomberg administration verbally attacked Westchester Assemblyman Richard Brodsky. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has more.
The hearing yielded little news, but it showed a new level of engagement by Yankees President Randy Levine.
It's quite remarkable to me that a state representative from wealthy Westchester County is actively trying to insert himself into the Bronx to destroy jobs and stop the revitalization of the poorest congressional district in the nation.
Levine accused Assemblyman Richard Brodsky of hypocrisy because he didn't go after the racing industry the way he's going after the Yankees, and even cited the amount of campaign contributions that Brodsky had received from racetrack operators. The Bloomberg administration's representative, Seth Pinsky, meanwhile, tried to straighten out the record regarding a series of embarrassing emails that Brodsky released 2 months ago. They showed that the Bloomberg administration lobbied hard to get a free luxury suite in the new stadium.
Notwithstanding the fun and games that you've had with my emails, and I know that this is part of the game, and I don't take it personally.
Let me stop
but
you.
I am not going to permit characterizations
of the work of this committee as being games or
unserious.
Pinsky ended up withdrawing his comments about fun and games. At one point, Levine attacked Brodsky for underestimating the number of full-time, permanent jobs that the new Yankee Stadium would create. It was not just 22, he said, because Brodsky failed to include some jobs that were mentioned in a footnote in the team's application for more bonds.
On top of the 22, you should have added, if you'd read the footnote,
I accept
35.
The correction, okay. And I'll use the number 57 now.
Okay.
In Brodsky's view, 57 new full-time jobs, or even 1,400 counting part-time seasonal workers, is not much of a return for the $4 billion in government subsidies that he contends the Yankees are getting. The Independent Budget Office put forth a more conservative estimate. Assuming the bonds get approved, the new stadium is costing the city $362 million. The Bloomberg administration says the new ballpark will bring in about that much in additional sales and income taxes, and therefore is a good investment. The vote on the additional bonds comes before the Industrial Development Agency tomorrow. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.